Amen. If you see people that are doing a prayer meeting, like I know First Southern does a prayer meeting on Monday nights, is that right? Thank people for praying. Thank them for praying. I'm finding people from decades ago that were praying. I'm just thanking them. Before Nostra comes really quick, I wanted to say this thing to you. Biography fun, okay? There's a guy, Amy, never listened to it. Peter Cameron Scott. Anybody heard that name? Peter Cameron Scott was a man that was born in Glasgow, Scotland in 1867. He's in 1867, okay, he's in Scotland, born there. Peter Cameron Scott is the founder of the African Inland Mission, okay? So he gets, as a young man, burdened for Africa, leaves comfortable Scotland, goes on a boat to Africa, gets in there, begins to minister, and not very long into it, gets malaria and fever, and his health gets so bad, he's got to get back on a boat, get back, which, by the way, wasn't a plane ride. We're talking about a month and seasickness and whatever, and he sails back to Scotland. Convalesces, gets better, can't get over the burden he has, and his brother, John, or Pete, yeah, his name's Peter, his brother, John, decides to go with him. So here go two brothers. We're going back to Africa. Now, he'd been run out by fever and malaria before. They go back on the boat. They get in, start preaching the gospel. John catches malaria, dies. Peter buries his brother in African soil there. He decides at the grave, I'm keeping going. He keeps preaching the gospel, gets the fever again. So bad, he's got to get on a boat and sail back to Scotland and convalesce. And he's there in Scotland, two trips, seeming failure, hard, no one's applauding. He's just the mission, and he is like looking for courage. And I just heard the story this morning. He went into Westminster Abbey. Do you know where that's at? And John Livingston, who had been a missionary and suffered a lot and did missionary, he found his tomb, his grave there in Westminster Abbey, went in, bowed down, and on it, it said the verse out of John 10, I have sheep that you do not know of, that's still to come, that my sheep are beyond just the Jewish people is the point of it. I have sheep in the nations that are to be mine. He bowed before that, prayed, got fresh energy, and for a third time, got on a boat, went back, preached the gospel, and now the African Inland Mission has multi-thousands of believers and fueled the amazing growth of the church in Africa. I read stories like that, and I'm like, I'm such a quitter. I read that. I don't know. I don't do it to shame you. I read stories like that, and I hope you'll do it, to fuel my heart in the midst of a culture that basically says, do it as long as it feels good. And there's something that's beyond that. Do it because he's worthy. Do it because he's worthy. And so I was inspired by that, and I wanted to just tell you that story. I wanted to ask that the Lord would give us a fresh endurance, that malaria and death of family would not stop the call upon our life and spending our lives for a greater purpose than just serving. I tell everybody, I admit it, at the core of my being, I want to feel good and I want to look good in that order. It's a bummer deal. I want to feel good and I want to look good doing it. And that doesn't always work out when you're serving Jesus. And so I just want to encourage you all around that and to encourage you to look at biographies, see short biographies that are out there about people who really risked their life and transcended this. I'll tell you, I believe that Peter Cameron Scott is not disappointed in heaven right now that he went three times and buried a brother. You think he's disappointed? And I bet he had to fight emotions and discouragement and depression. Oh my gosh, and grief, and keep going on the assignment. Keep going on the assignment. So Lord, I pray for fresh resolve for us. Fresh resolve around our assignment, a fresh season. What's our assignment? What are we called to? And help us put in a never quit kind of passion in our hearts for your glory's sake. Thank you for this hall of fame of faith that's in Hebrews 11 and beyond through church history, of people that went to cannibal islands and buried wives and children to get the gospel to heathen. Lord, thank you for these stories. And we just pray we would not live untouched by the glory of that process. Lord, thank you for what you've done in our hearts. We love you, we bless you. In Jesus' name, amen.